Hello. Well, another quick update from me. Just a quick one this week. Firstly, I want to say thank you to everyone who made it to the volunteer drinks we had on Friday night. I had such a great time. There was beer involved. Unfortunately, I had to bail a little bit early because my tolerance for alcohol isn't quite what it was. But we had a fantastic time. Thank you to Kevy for doing all the organising. Thanks to Kerry, Richard Edwards, Ian Rogers, Ruth and her partner. Sorry, I didn't get his name. And Len Jones for making it such a great night out. And I hope I didn't miss anyone. But, well, there was beer involved. I also have a special word of thanks this week to someone who only joined us comparatively recently, but in that time has put in an enormous amount of time and effort on our behalf. And totally established himself as part of the furniture. Young Mr. Carolyn, or Eric, as we know him, is heading to Australia for a little winter sun and to catch up with some old friends and family before coming back to us in the new year. Eric has worked wonders on the sports show on a Saturday afternoon and has put in an enormous amount of effort in production, setting up guests and features, and has even built up a whole network of correspondents from the world of local football, cricket, rugby, and even Gaelic football. Thanks so much, Eric. Have a fabulous time down under. It really is richly deserved, and come back to us refreshed and rejuvenated. I did offer to carry his bags, but didn't seem that keen. Anyway, the mantle of producing Verulam Sport moves to Tony Rice. He is absolutely second to none in the knowledge and passion about sport that he brings to us. And the sport team, I think, are just getting better and better every week. One of their interviews this week was with the Paralympic gold medalist in archery, Jess Stretton, who just happens to live in Hemel Hempstead. Congratulations, guys. Thanks, Eric, Ian, Tony, Cliff, Marianne, Sarah, and everyone else on the team. I know it's a heck of a lot of work, but it is totally paying off. Now, this week is one of my favourite ever weeks in the St Albans calendar because it is none other than the Food and Drink Festival. There's a whole programme of events taking place this week, far too many to mention here, but I've put a link to the events listings on the text version of this message. It culminates on Sunday with the finale event on St Peter Street, which is also live here on Radio Verulam from midday until 6, and also the Food and Drink Awards on Monday evening, the day after, again live at 8:30 in the evening. Now, this is a massive deal for us, and I'd love us to make a big fuss of the individual events and the big finale as well. So please do plenty of trailing this week of the OB on Sunday, and also the awards on Monday evening, and also the individual events as well. Thank you so much to Mandy, to Clive, to Dave Neal, to Johnny, Denise, and everyone who's been planning the various OBs that we're doing. It's a huge deal, I think, in the life of this city that we serve, and I can't wait to see everyone on Sunday having a great time on St Peter Street. For me, it's always the highlight of the year. Well, I think that's just about it for me for this week. Thanks, as ever, for your ears. Have a fantastic week, and thank you so much again for all the effort and time that you're putting into Radio Verulam. We are really doing ourselves proud. See ya.